Okay.
Okay, well, let's call this Board of Trustees meeting to order. Let's see, today is May 6th. We have me, who's a little running a little bit late, Ryan Lustig, Janae Dirch, Jamie White in the office. We have Audrey Pierce, Lauren Colby, and Ben Anderson on Zoom. No public. Nope. So no public comment. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Got a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Janice? Finance. Finance report.
All right. Just really quick, I want to go over the reconciliations that Janae's given you guys. You'll see there's four pieces of paper there, with each account, the Mountain America, the Treasury, and then the money market and the purchase card. And each individual one shows the bank and our stuff, and they do balance. So just letting you know on that. Do you want to say anything about it?
I had sent some updated ones because we had a couple of errors in our Excel spreadsheet. Just a couple of columns weren't adding. Yeah, anyway, so
You gotta work that.
the total was off. So, but like everything balanced, just the total was off as far as what we really had. So that's been adjusted and it's in the email and yeah.
Okay. And then on quick report, to go over anything there, most of it is typical monthly stuff. There is
Annie is the audit company.
yes, and that's what that is, and then everything else for the most part. I mean, there's if you go to the purchase card, there is a couple of things that I can bring up there, like the Lieutenant Governor's office, that's to register with them. And then we basically had some office supplies from Amazon. And I, off the top of my head, I'm sorry, I don't exactly know. I know what one of them was, like some left-handed nuts for the drone that I needed.
I think that's in April.
Is that one in
Yeah,
April's?
so March was like the maybe it was no.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, anyway.
So mostly office supplies.
Yeah, like I can.
Well, equipment repair and maintenance was a March, and then April was more the
I'm
sorry,
sorry.
I've got both of them in there, so I
Well,
confused you because
give me 2 seconds, and I tell you exactly what it was. Betty, it was.
there's
Oh, there's yeah, a couple. There were a hose, and so for our ULV machines, I bought a hose that has a gauge on it, with a gauge that tells me how many gallons I'm putting into the tank, into the tank for filling up the foggers. And then there was a cable for a computer, and yeah, I think. I mean, the hoses were the most expensive one, the $200 one and stuff. So I think that's, I mean, just a couple of small equipment things is what it was. So
getting used to the program, getting better at
getting
it.
there, kind of. We'll see. Yeah,
Okay.
it's cool.
Okay.
I heard it will like sync with your like if you use a purchase card, it will like.
Yeah, it pulls your accounts in, so you just have to match up what you've.
Do you think that makes it more confusing, or
no,
it makes it
a lot easier, I think. But
on the What was I just looking at? No, yeah, on April this thing went in, and the Frontier for Information Technology.
Okay, so yeah, that's good to bring up. So the Streamline is our website, right? That is our where is that one?
Or it's like about middle, yeah, of the page.
I can't find it.
It's under local government.
Oh no, next one. Sorry, you're on March. So flip this one. Sorry.
Oh, this one.
Sorry about that. I told you I confused you because I gave you March of flip and we
Okay,
did March
there it
of
is.
full
Okay, yeah,
reconciliation.
that is so. Yes, that is our website, along with like there's so in order to make it compliant, we like signed up for a thing that's like makes a like if you put up a PDF onto the website, then it can be read like it's ADA compliant type thing. So it, I will be honest, we have an expensive website, but at the same time, it is well worth it. So, like, if you guys want to look at that in the future and stuff like that, we've talked about it before, but that's what that is. And then the other one was
Frontier.
Frontier Precision is the company that does our GPS stuff for our and with our mapping for all of our ponds and everything for putting in the information for where we find larvae and all that. So you'll see occasional
He gives us a good
pictures.
deal. They're charging them zero.
There will
Oh, cool.
that
Those are voided checks. That was part of the program update.
is. Okay.
And they printed really skew on, so I had to void and reduce. So
Yeah.
sorry
So
about
in reality,
that.
what it is, like you'll see it probably next month. We paid them like was it 2000
Yeah,
something?
so it's down here at the bottom, 35.29,
Okay.
26.45 was their total.
That's what it is.
Okay. Any other questions? Get a motion to approve the financials as distributed?
Motion to approve as distributed.
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All five of us. Okay. Next.
Hey, field report. I'm sure you've all seen mosquitoes flying around. I've put an update on our website for people to go look at that gives some information about what they're seeing right now. Most of the mosquitoes out there, like you're seeing them during the day, because that's they're a floodwater species that they love the spring, they love the cooler weather, and they're out during the day for the most part. The problem with that is fogging is it doesn't basically doesn't work because they're out during the day. We can only fog at night, and so the only thing we can do right now is find them in the water, which we have done a lot of through April. We treated more than 81 acres with the drone and another 15 to 20 by hand. Today, actually, we treated another like 40-ish acres. So yeah, we've got four of our seasonals working. Two of them are actually still here right now.
And one of them just barely got here, is leaving.
Yes,
He's late.
and there's another one that's he works nights just for 3 hours each night till the end of May, and then we'll have another one come on. So next Monday is when we'll put our traps out for the first time. Our surveillance program, usually it's later in May that we start this, but this year is going, we're going to be a little bit earlier. I also have been putting the foggers together, the ULV trucks. They should be ready to go by Friday, actually. So we'll either be fogging the end of this week, depending, like weather's warming up this weekend for sure. So we should be like right now it's too cold at night, but we should be able to get going next week at the latest. So we have been getting a few service requests, and most of them are from businesses like north of 201 along 2100 South. There's a lot of Dorsalis out there. So we were seeing quite a few of them today while we were working, but also, Got a complaint from someone claiming that on April 30th that we had sprayed their home and she got sick from it. I was able to show her that it was not us. And in the end, she was grateful for the information I gave her. So that was it.
Was the
Yeah,
last screen?
I don't have a clue who it was. She said she was going to contact West Valley because that's apparently where she lives. She never gave me her address or anything. She sent me a picture of the truck she thought was us. And I mean, I know for a fact it wasn't us because we haven't been doing any night work. But beyond that, that truck is, we don't have that truck. So, anyways, I was able to tell her that. And she, again, thanked me at the end and seemed to be fine with that. So, it's going to be a busy year. There's always something new that comes up. But to this point, we are out daily trying to get them before they fly. The good news is it will still be a while before we see any diseases. I'm very grateful that Dorsalis do not carry anything that would, other than mosquito bites, that would hurt people. So that's where we
I
are.
haven't seen any.
Well, good.
I don't know
That's
what
good
that is.
news. Your grass is really low.
No,
When I'm petting, because
mowed
I've got,
it.
yeah, when I'm out there working in the, in that, I'm getting lots of mosquitoes.
And I
So,
believe it.
then there are
That
the grasses. So,
one thing I was wondering is some of the businesses that are requesting service, do we have tips for them to
yes.
help control? So, like, they need to mow their weeds down or
Yes. And
things
so
like
some of
that.
them have retention ponds and we treat them. So one thing that I tell a lot of people, there is a product that you can buy that's called bifenthrin. You can just get it at Lowe's, you can get it on Amazon, and like these companies that come around, like the private companies that come around will spray your house for $65, $80 a treatment. They're using this stuff. It's called bifenthrin 7.9, and you can just like you spray that on your bushes and around your house. Like it'll get rid of spiders and other things as well, but it'll help with the mosquitoes as well. So,
Yeah. Yep. And then getting ready for that first cut. All the farmers who have the alfalfa and then first cut usually spreads, moves mosquitoes all out.
yes, it does. So,
Okay.
yep. Okay.
That's number four. Number five, cybersecurity.
All right, this is a policy update that Janae and I have been working on the past few months. Basically, what it is all our technology, like our phones, our computers, and all that kind of stuff. And it just basically spells out the district ownership, all the data stored on it, like anything that employees put on these phones, like. So we have mosquito abatement-owned phones, computers, like the one that we're using right now for the Zoom call and stuff. All of these things, just we're bringing them all into this policy to make sure that we're using them correctly and up to code, and all of that kind of stuff. It's just an update on that. So I don't know if you would, we don't have to approve it now. If you'd like to take it and look over it and then come back next month, we could do that. Or you can approve it now, however you'd like to do it. It's a short, like there's four pages here, but it's not that long. It just talks about personal use of it, and all of that kind of stuff. So, questions on it?
Well, do we want to try to do it now, or do you guys want to wait?
I'm good to approve it now.
I'm good to approve it now.
Same here.
So let's make have
Okay,
a can I get a
I'll make a
motion?
motion to approve.
And then put it in places in our policies, right? Policies, procedures.
Yes, that's one, just really quick. That's one thing that Janae has been doing. She's been getting all our policies and putting them together and combining them into
One book.
one book. And we have one book, but there's some other things that have been added that we haven't necessarily put into the book, and she's been doing that. So.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Hi.
Aye.
Hi.
Aye.
Hi.
Zoom.
Hi.
Okay. The letter of authorization, you mean? Long
So that's the VDCI.
Yeah, where are we going to that?
Yeah, that's next.
Okay, can I just, I'm just going to read this real quick. So just for, just so you all know, we have a contract with a company named VDCI, which is Vector Disease Control Incorporated or something like that. Basically what they do is if we need an airplane to spray for mosquitoes, usually we would do it around the middle of July because that's when that's right when West Nile is coming out. We haven't done it for a few years, but we have a standing contract with them. And in order to maintain that contract, we have to do a public statement of basically a resolution so that we can have them continue to be our provider. Yes, like a retainer, yes. So I'll just read it real quick and you guys tell me if you like it or want to change it or anything like that. So it says, whereas the Mosquito Abatement District exists to protect the public health from mosquito-borne disease, therefore it is in the interest of the Board of Trustees of Magna Mosquito Abatement District to authorize aerial treatment of mosquitoes over areas within Magna City, West Valley City, Kern City, and Salt Lake City, Utah. Therefore, an aerial map indicating these areas is included in this resolution. Be it resolved on the 6th day of May 2026 that Vector Disease Control International is hereby authorized to conduct aerial mosquito adulticide applications for Magna Mosquito Abatement District for the calendar years 2026 and 2027. That's all it says.
And they don't do it unless we
Correct.
schedule to
It's
do
just I
it.
we actually so we own a barrel, a 30-gallon barrel of what's called dibrome, which is what we use in the aerial, in the airplane. And it's, we've had it there for a couple of years and like they rotate it in and out with other districts and stuff, but we haven't used it. So they've just got it there. And if we ever need it, I don't
Do we need a motion to?
I will motion to approve our authorization letter.
Do I have a second?
I'll
I'll
second.
second.
All in
One of We're all in.
right.
Okay.
So, do I say that's unanimous? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. UMA meet annual meeting.
All right. Just for information's sake, the meeting in October is the 26th through the 28th, and it's going to be at Ogden at the Eccles Conference Center up there. We had it there, I think, in 2019-ish, something like that.
And this one has the trustee training.
That is
But,
the
okay.
yes, the trustee training will be there. So again, just information's sake, we don't have to get any kind of numbers or of who's going yet or anything like that, but
And our November meeting is that Wednesday. So we have to adjust that. It'll be
It's
the
a
week after.
well, it,
Or
so that is you're probably right because we
I have it
didn't
as the 28th.
when we didn't when we scheduled our meetings and stuff, this was not
Right.
established as a date, so we might have to we're probably gonna have to look at that and change it because we can't meet there.
Well, we used to.
It won't be November, though, that first week in November, because that's UASB.
Correct. We'll figure it out. So
Okay, but it's an Ogden.
it is an Ogden. Yes.
And usually the trustee training is the second day or the first
The
day?
first day.
It's the first day.
Usually the first day, right at like noonish.
Yeah.
Hey, any other agenda items? Anything for next for June 3rd?
Can't believe it's gonna be June. Very
No.
cold.
Okay. One more motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Everyone else wants to take it.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.